You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Monday in Creighton, Bill?
Prep work, Masquerade Monday.
Masquerade
Monday. It's very important that Steve has brought up this numerous time in Halloween prep. Is that you work on your child's costume well in advance. So today they have like a workshop set up.
No way.
In the lobby. It's a Halloween workshop. It's Masquerade Monday. For those to come in, it's just a space to come in and work on anything you want to do. So he's got sewing machines. He's got woodworking machines. He's got everything you could possibly need set up there for you to come in and work on your child's Halloween costume. Do not take this lightly.
I'm not.
You don't all of a sudden on like Thursday or I think it's Friday is Halloween, right? Friday morning, wake up. Where are you going to be for Halloween today?
Yeah, it's Friday. Yep.
No. Have your stuff together.
And
so Steve has it set up. So if you want to put together something that's kind of unique and incredible, the store-bought thing, I'm going to SpongeBob. Yeah, okay, whatever. I bought a SpongeBob kit. You know, at that. No, do your own.
You're going to spend $1 zillion, by the way.
It also, the thing,
if you go out there.
I've been in that jam.
Yeah. Spirit Halloween store.
Go buy the week of for four grandkids.
Yeah.
Spend $500.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, it's not unique. It's like, remember that time? Yeah. Oh, no, it's not unique. Get off of that.
You make it.
Make your own stuff. Come up with an idea.
I wonder what you're making.
Yeah. One time, Moose, who runs the National Guard, he was Larry Culpepper. He did a great job. He did a full Larry Culpepper.
Got the great idea.
Yeah, the great idea.
Now, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so have an idea. So what Steve's doing is open up your imagination box.
Does he have paints?
He has paints. He does. And pins.
Paint.
And Sharpies.
Face painting. No, maybe not face painting.
But they're anything you want. He's got it all. And if they don't have something, he will immediately bust over to Hardware Hanks over in Verdigris and get it and bring it back.
Yes.
There'll be tapes. There'll be all the tapes I mentioned earlier when Schindler had Tape Tuesday.
Tapes?
All the tapes will be there. If you need, I'm going to need some industrial. I need two-sided tape. Well, I got it right here. Steve has it all.
God.
He's got wire. He's got baling wire. He's got everything you need. There'll be a welder. There'll be an oxyacetylene welder there. You need to weld something. Anything you need to make this thing proper.
That is incredible. Like moldings?
What's that? Moldings?
I don't know what you do. Like, what would you do for Scotland?
Well, she's going to be a baby chick this year.
Hold it. Hold it. What's the sound that baby chick makes?
Did you teach her?
Good. You teach her that.
I'm a daughter, yeah.
That's really good.
Working on that.
Yes. Yeah. That's really good.
Quiet, you know, the quiet sound.
Quiet,
not
like
yelling.
She's going to be a baby chick.
Baby chick.
So there might be something you can make it at.
For myself?
At this place.
At Midwest Bank.
Midwest Bank. I'm telling you right now, you're an upgrade as a parent. If you come up with a way, to make your child's Halloween costume. It's an upgrade.
Or even part of it.
Even part of it. Maybe that's a great... Steve, thank you. Yeah. You could come go out and purchase something and then add on.
She could wear an apron or something.
Yeah.
With a baby chick costume.
I don't know if they wear a lot of aprons, but if they did,
what a look
let's
that
do
would
it.
Be.
Yeah, if they
okay,
did.
A vest. How about a vest?
Yeah.
Like a vest with the baby chick outfit. Yeah. Now explain that one to me.
Just like some sort of vest that keeps her helps
well,
keep
Donald
her warm.
Duck always
that
wore...
It should be plenty warm in that thing. It
Donald
is
Duck
cozy.
Always wore a top and never wore pants. Yeah, so that's something to think
this
about.
That's a great idea. I wonder how many people will be there
he's
in the shop.
He's expecting hundreds. Really? You're just going to hear like, he's got a miter box saw set up, a band saw set up.
For a Halloween costume?
You never know. Yes.
That's
yeah.
awful.
You're going to need one.
Why is that? What if there's a pitchfork? It's for a little kid and it needs to be sawed off.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, exactly.
Right, think about it.
It's going to be an incredible day at Midwest Bank.
Like an 8-year-old can't have a full-blown pitchfork.
Yeah, no. These are smaller ones. Yeah. Chin Daddy just...
Yeah. Sawed out a little bit.
When you go through wood fast, isn't that fun? Or the other one.
And then you'll have to round it off.
Yes. Sand it.
Well,
right.
That should be it.
There'll be sanding paper. There'll be tons of sanding. Boxes of sandpaper, all different grades.
Think about it. There's all kinds of things that would be maybe
Thank
needed.
You, Shin Daddy.
That'd be an incredible day at Midwest Bank. Thank you, Shin Daddy. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Let's rewind to the last weekend of September. Nebraska's on a bye week. They entered the month of October at 3-1 following the loss to Michigan. And we said on the show that 3-1 or 4-0 was not just the goal, but required for Nebraska in the month of October. Well, they went 3-1. They beat Michigan State, they beat Maryland, lose to Minnesota, and beat Northwestern. So I'm curious for the Breakers, 402-464-5685. Are you satisfied with the month of October? Are you still pissed off about what happened in Minneapolis on Friday?
Oh my God.
2 weeks ago.
When you read off the names again, read the names again.
Okay, they beat Michigan State 38-27. They beat Maryland 34-31. They lost to Minnesota 24-6, and they beat Northwestern 28-21.
I'm going myself disappointed to highly disappointed.
Jeez, see, we're different.
The 3-1's great, but when you lost to Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota just got beat 41-3. In the game before, they barely beat Purdue.
Yeah,
so
I just think they're in a situation now where you just take the 3-1 and don't tear it apart too much.
I'm not tearing it apart, but I just think you should win.
Don't nitpick it. I mean, they're 3-1 in the month. If I would have said that, well, I did say it.
You did.
If they go 3-1, that's good.
You're happy with that.
Yeah, they're good. So I'm not going to go back and say, well, no. I mean, I don't care how they win right now. If I'm a fan, just win. Yep. They're not that good.
Style points are overrated.
Right now they are. I mean, yeah, right now they are. Who's worried about style points right now?
Nebraska's clinched the bowl game. Now, you'd like to not make that, you know, where you stop and go 6-6. You want to win several games in November.
Now, I'm going to say something. Bill, I hear from a lot of people that are like Bill. A lot. And I mean people that are close to it.
I was on the 3-1 train.
Yes, you were.
I 100% agreed with 3-1 being really good at that time. After I saw the opponents, then the 4-0. Because, I mean, I still think Maryland's probably the better team of all four of those, mm-hmm. I would think, that they were. Like that. Like I said, Chin Daddy said it was a bass boat game. And so that's just a tough game, especially after they go to a trophy game
mm-hmm.
in Iowa and gave up 30 in the first half, right? 33, something like that. I think they gave up 33 in the first half. But anyway, but for that reason, that's why I said after I saw the teams, was totally on board with a 3-1 if that happened. If it was 3-1 and Michigan was the loss that was in there, then I see it completely different.
Where I come down on is Nebraska's not a place as a program where you can nitpick too much about that. They're 3-1. You won't get me to come off of it. Minnesota was immensely disappointing. Now, also, all around the country, teams have inexplicable losses. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what Northwestern told me is that wasn't, I don't know, I mean, a kind of an aberration. They're not in a huge rut. If they lose to Northwestern, you think, oh, God, they're in a rut. Now, how are they going to get out of it? Well, they're not. So they had a bad game. And teams have bad games. That was a terrible game. Everybody knows it. I don't have to explain it. They had a horrible game, but they pulled out of it. Northwestern's not that – Nebraska's not that much better than Northwestern. They're not. They're better. They have better talent.
Better talent.
But it's not – if yeah, if you're just comparing talent.
I think Braun should be up for coach of the year.
Because they're a well-coached team.
For to be 5-3 with that team. Yeah. They haven't beat hardly anybody of note. No. And their schedule gets harder. But when you watch them, I'm like,
they're well coached.
We're well coached, and they're playing with a, like I said, it came right down to the wire. I mean, we talked about Nebraska getting 100% just railroaded on that bad call. They got it back. There was a definite hold on the fourth down play, whatever play it was on the DB from Nebraska. It was a hold. There's no even the announcer, whatever the rules guy,
to end the game that one or not?
Yeah, the rules guy said, "Oh God," he goes, "It's not PI, it's holding." And he said, "Didn't call it."
Hey guys, Jake Thornton. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress free and joyful with thousands of one of a kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens. From book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal. Under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Oh, on the final Marshall play?
Yeah.
On the Marshall play, really?
Oh yeah,
I thought it was interference too.
Yeah,
it looked like there's some contact.
Oh, it's holding. It was holding. He grabbed him around his waist.
Yeah.
So Nebraska fans, even though you're upset about the spot, which was a bad call.
No, I thought that was a bad call.
They got one back
at that time.
Does that win the game for them? For Northwestern? No, they're down 7 and they get a 15-yard boost, but there's a lot.
I cringed when I saw it. There's a lot left. I cringed. Nobody said much about it.
I couldn't believe there wasn't a flag call. At least whether it's holding or PI, I was like,
especially
nothing?
Because it was right out in the open. It was one of those
places.
There's no one else there. And the double move the guy ran was really good. They had a good play call, Northwestern did at that time.
God, dang, we're getting a lot of
okay, here's some response from the Braves. Yeah. Are you satisfied with 3-1 in October? Are you still pissed off about Minnesota? I'm getting mostly people are still bothered by the Minnesota game.
That's what I'm getting.
Because as we go back to end of September, we said, as Bill said, it was true. Everybody in the country was jealous of the schedule Nebraska had in October.
It would have been your favorite schedule for four straight games.
Yeah. And 4-0 was certainly in play. It was feasible to go 4-0. And 3-1 is still acceptable, but that Minnesota game, the fact that you were just blown out in the second half, a game that was 7-6 at halftime, played a bad half, and you're still down by one, and he didn't show up in the second half at all.
In a way, what your guys are saying, and what Nick is saying, who's texting me, the Minnesota loss outweighs pretty much everything. Gene, what they're saying is your expectations are a little higher than mine.
You thought 8-4 this year, right?
Right.
Which they got to go 2-2 in the
we
month.
We said 9-3. There was 9-3. I got 9-3,
then slid back to 8-4 early. I slid back after the Michigan game to 8-4. So they still can get that. And just my expectations for this team are just, it's simply as this, just win on Saturday. I don't care.
Oh, I agree with that.
I don't care how it looks.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm with you on that.
So 3-1 to me is, you know, you had a bad game at Minnesota. I'm surprised how much people are dwelling on that game.
Dustin and Waverly is still upset about Minnesota game. Satisfied with the overall record, but still don't look great out there. Husker Mike in Waterloo, a good friend Husker Mike, says, very satisfied, much room for improvement, but trending upward. Oh, positive Mike.
A lot of room for improvement.
MT Westy, I'm disappointed in the fashion we lost. 3-1's fine, but yes, that loss still stings from Minnesota.
I said this after the Minnesota game, and it is really fun to watch. Is this every fan? I think it's every fan base, right? Is that if you go back, I was out hunting and came in, watched the game, was doing other stuff. So I didn't look at any social media until late at night on Saturday.
Okay.
And you go back in time, I'm reading something. I'm like, when was this? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, there was people calling for a quarterback change. Yeah. For you name it, it was heated. It was like, what are we doing?
At halftime, it was heated.
They were yelling at the OC, at the DC. They were losing their mind. And then you go out to after the very end of the game like that, and it's like, you know, looks trending well, looks like playoffs.
I don't know.
I mean, there was a lot of, I mean, the talk is so different.
It is. Yeah.
It's so different.
It's cult fandom. People are crazy.
I'll tell you what, though, on the message board on my site, Husker Online, people are not happy. I mean, I don't know if it's split, but there's a lot of what you're saying. Like, no, this is disappointing. I'm not that way. Hey, they're 6-2. I mean, they're bowl eligible. They have a chance, good chance to be 8-4, which is what I thought. It's a program that's growing, trying to grow. I don't have any false illusions about it.
Corey,
you're not going to beat these teams bad.
No, this is why I think, as we said about Minnesota.
Yeah, you can't get over Minnesota.
No, it's the fact that they just got curb stomped by Iowa.
If Minnesota beats Iowa, or it's a 21-19 game or something. But when it was 30-something in the first half,
31-0.
That makes it harder. And then I go back to Purdue the game before where I thought, they shouldn't have beat Purdue. It was a miracle to beat Purdue.
Who's that?
Minnesota. It was a miracle. That's why that Shindaddy felt it. I know I said it too. That Nebraska should win by 3 touchdowns
on this. That's what I thought.
I mean, no one thought different
but
on that.
That's what you said. Weird things happen in college football. But the way that they got blown out. I mean, it wasn't. If you lose an last-second field goal, okay, that sucks. But it's getting pounded the whole game by Minnesota.
Didn't show up. They were a no-show. That's why there was a lot of consternation last week. And then they broke from the gate pretty well.
OG Les says, if Nebraska beats USC, the Minnesota loss is forgiven.
Still would be you still would think about it, but it kind of is. I think it kind of is.
It's a good trade-off.
The only thing is that you go back to and say, okay, we just beat them. Now, the question is, do you beat Northwestern? If you beat Minnesota, do you beat USC? So it might be that loss. Sometimes a loss is what spurs a team to do things. And Nebraska needs this game. I know some fans be like going, I wish we had Purdue coming in here. Mm. Nebraska needs USC. Mm-hmm. They need to have a chance at a marquee.
A ranked win.
23rd ranked.
In USC, this isn't Reggie Bush and Leinart coming in here.
Oh, God.
It's not. It's not even remotely close to that. It's a good team. They're 23rd. They're a good team. Now, the dangerous part is that Lincoln Riley is a pretty good play caller. Mm-hmm. He's got a really solid quarterback, and he's got some skill. And so he had an extra week. So he had a bye week. So that gives him a little bit of extra time to have a couple wrinkles. There'll be some things that will happen in that game that Nebraska had not seen, had not planned for. They'll have a different version. And they're must win, too. If USC loses, they're done, too. The season's over, and it'd be a bad year for Lincoln Riley to press
on. I haven't done full scout on USC, but they're 75th in the nation in terms of yards allowed per carry. Yeah. They don't stop the run very well. I think Nebraska's formula is number 21, a lot of number 21, and keep the ball away from USC. I don't know if you can just match their scoring in this game.
If
you just try to score with them, I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I agree with that. If you watch the D line,
not much there.
It's nothing. No, it's not nothing. It's not elite at all. That's why they're in the spot that they're at, because they're pretty elite at quarterback. He's playing pretty well. They have a couple receivers. You go, ooh, wow. Their third string running back against Michigan rushed for 150 yards. Their third string guy against Michigan.
I wonder if that guy's back is.
Yeah,
is
with the Waymon, ankle.
Is it Waymon? What's his name?
Waymon something, right?
Yeah.
Waymon Jordan?
Yeah, I think it was Jordan.
I think you're right.
Is he back?
If it's a high ankle sprain on a running back, I'd say no.
I don't know. I haven't done a deep dive on him.
We'll have to get that information.
3-1, though. I'm all about that's good. When it hit me after the game, oh yeah, they're 3-1 in October.
It is Waymon Jordan, yes.
Waymon Jordan. When Robin Washington said, that's 3-1 in October. I was like, okay, that's good. That's good. I'm not overthinking it. I don't expect that much from them. Close wins. You get to 3-1, that's good. 6-2, about where I thought.
By the way, another chance this week to end that nasty streak against ranked teams Nebraska has.
That is 28 games.
23rd ranked USC comes in.
Yeah, give us the numbers. What's that against, Steve?
28 straight losses to ranked teams. That goes back, I don't know, how many years?
That goes to Oregon, 2016.
8 years?
When that team was actually 4-8. It was a falsely ranked Oregon team. They weren't
usually
even good.
The time you get the ranked wins are early in the year because teams are falsely ranked. Yes. And it's like you see that all the time. You go, okay, we beat these guys. And it's like, oh, man, I'd love to have played them back at that
time. They haven't beat a ranked team in 8 years.
No.
Probably the most remarkable for the history of this program.
If you want something.
For the history of this program.
If you want something positive, you know, it wasn't ranked at the time, but Cincinnati is a good team. You know, they're 7-1. So they're ranked. Doesn't count.
No, doesn't
but you
count.
Did beat them. The only team to beat them so far.
Yeah.
28 straight.
And if someone says, well, why doesn't it count? Well, it doesn't count for the same reason that Oregon does count.
Yep.
For the same exact reason. But ranking
at the time.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's going to be an interesting game. I do think I'm with Steve that I would much rather have had USC at 11 a.m., 9 a.m. kickoff for them, a little asleep at the wheel. SC will have that. This will be a great atmosphere. Night game. It'll be juiced up.
Blackout.
Yeah.
What's the blackout mean to you? Yeah. Are people wearing like all black?
Yeah. Wear your winter coat. Should be black, right?
There's other winter coats, Jake. They're not all black.
Most winter coats appear to be black or Carhartt brown is what I see here in Nebraska, basically.
What if they went brown out? That'd be incredible. Go Carhartt. Nebraska, go
Strange
Carhartt.
Thing happening in Lincoln.
It's a brown out. For what? Is that their? No, they wear a lot of Carhartt, and they're going to do that.
Yeah, wear your Carhartt.
Brown out.
Carhartt's going to sponsor
harvest
it.
Time.
Yeah. Oh, it's harvest.
It's harvest,
That would be awesome.
Before we get to break.
Wear a John Deere hat.
Green and brown.
Green and brown. Just
and
Nebraska. Awesome.
Before we get to break.
It's Harvest Saturday.
The three words you don't want to hear in ITR. What, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
You can avoid being hacked by calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99.7% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity, and you can get a free consultation at appliedconnective.com.
Jeez.
Tell you one thing. Oof. A lot of stuff going on out there. Like to be protected. Well, I'm just enough with the NBA issues.
Yeah, we got people getting arrested out
there.
Yeah.
Shaking things
the
up.
The FBI's involved.
Yeah. Like I said, when the windbreakers show up in the hats like that, right now I'm starting that just even if it's Halloween joking around, if the FBI walks in here, standing here looking at you,
good. I'm sweating.
It's like, away, everybody's not good. It's like, nope, not good.
No, I don't have a guilty conscience, but
I don't.
Like,
yeah.
What is this?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Yes.
When we come back, it's time for Head Scratchers next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If your vibe is the earlier, the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.